Officials in Israel say Hezbollah fired more than 40 rockets at Israel Friday. An Israeli police force showed off some remnants of those rockets, which one Israeli police official said were made in Syria. Israeli warplanes continue to pound southern Beirut and bridges leading north from the capital into the country's Christian heartland. Israeli jets also bombed several villages in southern Lebanon, including suspected Hezbollah targets in the city of Tyre. Israeli ground troops were seen Friday crossing into southern Lebanon and back into Israel. Israeli Major General Benny Gantz says Israel will use whatever force is necessary to achieve its goal of making Hezbollah unable to threaten his country. Meanwhile, the United Nations representative in Lebanon, Geir Pedersen, once again called for a complete ceasefire.
The Secretary General strongly believes that we should have a cessation of hostilities immediately. It should happen today. Too many innocent people have been killed, too many civilians, and there is no excuse anymore not to stop the fighting.
The UN also said that its aid organizations will help the Lebanese government start a mass immunization campaign to prevent an outbreak of potentially fatal measles among refugee children. A UNICEF representative in Lebanon said children aged 5 and under will also be immunized against polio, a highly contagious disease that can lead to paralysis or death. Robert Raphael, VOA News.